Yeah, well, especially the Wheeler Connor Scheifele version, and I think I have them at about 117 minutes together before that was switched. And when we look at it sort of compared to other line combos around the league, they actually rate out as a dull line trio, which is very strange. So they were giving up a little bit below average for lines around the league, but taking way less than average for other line combos. And again, when you have, you know, Wheeler, Connor, Scheifele, that's a line that you would really expect, just sort of on the names and their reputation, to be a good line, really throwing pucks on net and getting good chances. But it just wasn't happening for them. As the Wheeler, Scheifele, Ehlers line, which is up to about 56 minutes together at even strength, they actually plot in the fun quadrant. So that means they're generating more than average for themselves, and they're giving up a little more than average. From a stats point of view, that's not a problem at all. You want high-powered, strong offensive lines to go ahead and get their shots, even if it means they're giving up a little more in return, because you really trust an Ehlers or Wheeler or Scheifele to convert more often than teams that they're facing against or lines that they're facing up against. So I'm encouraged to see Wheeler, Scheifele, Ehlers and what they're able to do offensively. They're trending in the right direction. You just have to see if it can hold as they go forward.